Mark Emery, a London businessman, and more of his views on the downtown BIA.
The last three programs aired on previous Tuesdays have contained a very heavy criticism of a group of political appointees called the Downtown Business Improvement Association. This association is appointed by major City Hall politicians and pre-screened by the previous BIA Board of Management. These board members do not reflect the wishes or requirements of an evolving downtown, but in fact do nothing but force destructive and wasteful programs on an unsuspecting central business district. Why do I say unsuspecting? In the 16 months the BIA has been in existence, with a tax expropriated booty of $250,000 to work with, each merchant downtown has received three, count them, three, newsletters. These newsletters are four pages of 8.5 by 11 paper. And the last one, for example, informs us, and I use the word inform because the phrase newsletter specifically implies that it should be news or information. These newsletters inform us of things like, page one. Page one lists the new board of management, which was appointed 3.5 months earlier. A finance report that is really free advertising for the BIA. It compares the average penalty merchants in downtown London have to pay to do business downtown compared with the victims in other cities. It tries to justify its 40% tax increase by noting that we still aren't being robbed as much as other municipalities. How nice. The rest of this finance report, and this newsletter incidentally, is the first one any merchant would have received in 5 months, tells us that a real finance report will be available at the BIA's annual meeting. Next report. The beautification report asks us to please remove the snow in front of our stores. It fails to note, however, that this is the end of February and no snow will fall for the rest of the year. It notes that the kiosks downtown are not being maintained, which of course was and is untrue since the city leased them to me last summer. One paragraph indicates that the BIA would like, and they have said this for 16 months with no action, to improve street lighting, removal of eyesores in the area, and the introduction of water fountains and block directories. At no point do they say how this will be done, who will do it, or what it will cost. As reports go, there isn't one piece of information in it. It's all wish-making. It's sort of like, gosh, it sure would be nice if the downtown turned into gold and silver like magic overnight. The finance report had information for sure, information to convince you what a good deal you were getting with the BIA. Now, if that were true, the good deal would be self-evident and no boasting would be necessary. The communications report in this newsletter is a joke, because of course there isn't any communication, as any merchant downtown knows. In fact, what the communications report has to say is that there will be more communication in the future, something we've heard for 17 months now. The parking report says they are looking into increased cooperation with the city on this. That's it. Nothing like, we talked to owners of vacant property to see if they wish to establish parking lots, or something like, we're issuing a map on so-and-so a date that we would like you to give out to all your customers. It's being paid for by parking owners, etc. No, no, nothing like that. The promotion report says that there are lots of activities coming. No specific references are made. They comment that all hotels are booked for the Silver Broom and that the committee has ordered banners to welcome them. Well, I hope the BIA didn't pay for those banners, because when I was out each day cleaning my kiosk on Dundas Street during the broom, I never saw any banners. The promotion report asked people what they thought of the Total Marketing Incorporated ad campaign based on Discover Downtown, It's Loverly. As anyone can guess, it was soundly rejected. Three more paragraphs urging everyone to participate. But how can you participate in nothing? And then the end. Less than three pages of typewritten nonsense. And for this, we pay an average penalty of $156 a year? And take my word for it, this is the best thing in the whole ball of wax. Well, enough is enough. Disgust provokes me to action. There is a need for a lively, hot, controversial, and well-researched regular newsletter. Hoping the BIA will suddenly produce this, though, is a Rip Van Winkle act for sure. So the only alternative is to get a good one out now. So look forward to the first monthly issue of the Downtown London Metro Bulletin, a monthly 8-page newsletter that will record how new businesses are opening, how things are expanding downtown, gossip, rumors, city hall legislation, zoning changes, letters, controversy, and the type of stuff that competitive businessmen want. If anybody has their ear to the street in the downtown, I do. I also have the time to do a good job at it. And most importantly, I hope to make money and have fun. The one good thing about the BIA is that every time they fail to do what they say they'll do, as with the kiosks, I come in and do it right and make some money. This newsletter is available at $10 a year, and a free sample will be available on May 15th on request. It will be mailed promptly on the 15th of each month and will include photographs, interviews, etc. If you are interested in a real downtown newsletter, please get a hold of me today at 438-4991. If you are downtown, you really shouldn't be without it. If you've got a story, news, rumor, or are burned up about something going on downtown, call me today. If there is something you feel ought to be in a publication on the downtown, tell me that. Unlike my competition, my aim is to please. Oh yes, if you don't like what you get, a money-back guarantee comes with a subscription if it doesn't live up to your expectations. Now see if the competition will do that.
And that was Mark Emery, a downtown London businessman. You may wish to speak out on...